Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today we begin with Ripple and ImmuneFi launching a $200,000 bug bounty event aimed at identifying vulnerabilities in the new XRPL lending protocol. This initiative supports uncollateralized institutional loans on the XRP ledger and underscores a move towards safer digital asset lending. In parallel, Hyperliquid introduces HIP3, where anyone can create perpetual futures markets by staking 500,000 HYPE tokens, approximately valued at $20 million. This model seeks to democratize market creation while incorporating safeguards against manipulation. Turning to infrastructure and expansion, Kraken has acquired Small Exchange for $100 million from a British financial services firm. This acquisition positions Kraken to offer regulated derivatives trading in the United States and integrates spot, futures, and margin products into a single liquidity system. Meanwhile, a Nasdaq-listed XRP treasury firm based in Singapore is set to unlock $100 billion in unredeemed loyalty points by leveraging a tokenized travel rewards exchange. This innovative approach aims to convert idle loyalty credits into real-time, liquid assets. On the financing front, Bitfarms has announced a convertible senior note offering worth $300 million, due in 2031, with an additional option of $60 million. Despite a 4% pre-market share drop, the company's pivot towards artificial intelligence infrastructure has driven significant year-to-date gains. Bitcoin remains stable near $111,000 as traders assess risks from China trade measures, while Ethereum is advancing with its Fusaka upgrade. Institutional demand holds strong, supported by ETF inflows and stablecoin supply growth. In Europe, France's LISA has won a license to launch the continent's first fully tokenized equity exchange, set to facilitate initial public offerings for small and medium-sized enterprises in early 2026. Coinbase has shifted its stance by planning to list Binance Coin after previously delisting a Binance-branded stablecoin due to regulatory concerns. In an unusual incident, Paxos mistakenly minted $300 trillion worth of PayPal stablecoins on the Ethereum network before burning the tokens minutes later, sparking debates over regulatory oversight. Additionally, the US recently seized $14.4 billion in Bitcoin from a global crypto scam, with discussions underway on whether these assets should be used for victim restitution or added to a national strategic reserve. Regulatory developments continue as Australia's government proposes new powers for AUSTRAC to restrict high-risk crypto ATMs, while the UK Electoral Commission updates its guidance on cryptocurrency donations following a landmark political contribution. These developments signal a period of rapid transformation in the crypto ecosystem, driven by innovation, strategic investments, and tighter regulatory frameworks. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.